Hey there, folks. Ronnie LaRon here, and we got a new bag. Let me tell you about it. You know, it fits 11 liters. That's a good amount of stuff. Sure, it's called the Mini, but I suspect this is the size bag that most people would deem rather large.
Let's take a look inside, shall we?
So I think the most popular use for this bag and how we ship them is with the flap folded in. This guy over the top. Now, this is basket mode. You can, then there's a little
catch right there.
You know, grocery shopping, just going around town, quick access to your stuff. You can adjust the shock cord right here. And we've got this fidlock closure, so truly one-handed, just like that. This is basket mode, and all of our bags do this, so. Try it out on all of our bags if you haven't yet. I recommend this for your easy access just around the town grab bag. Okay, so when to switch out of basket mode? Well, let's say it's raining out, you want a little bit more protection, or you want to keep things a little bit more secure in here. I mean, not that things are going to fall out. This basket mode is very stable. Say I want to fit, I should say there's also an internal divider pocket in there, and this liner comes all the way out for easy drying and easy cleaning. All right, let's put this big old jacket in here, wool vest, just to really fill this thing out. 11 liters, by the way. Give it that one roll. Clip it in the center. Get your center support. Give it a pull. Unfurrow the flap. And you could still only close it with the fidlock if you want to. All right, side pockets. Velcro closure, super easy. Keep some gloves in here. Windbreaker. Rico GR. That, yeah, pretty quick access to that. That's it. Pretty much fully loaded. Let's see, can I put my sweater in there too? Nice thing about these long flaps. Clips down. Yeah, even the fidlock goes. So yeah, you gotta check that out. Also mounts on the rear. It's a great rear bag. Rear mounting is pretty straightforward too. All you need is a found stick or a dowel. I just found this stick. Put it on the back of the bag and run the straps through as if the stick were a handlebar or something on the front. Sometimes like a frame pump works well for this. Okay, then you're gonna take some Vole Nano straps. Okay, this will only work on a Brooks style saddle with bag loops, okay? So this is the best way to attach a traditional saddlebag to the traditional
saddle.
And then you get yourself a spacer, or I use just these little pieces of cardboard poster tube. You could dip them in wax, they'll last a little bit longer. This is going to give me a little bit more room. This is going to give me a little bit more room on my thighs. They don't rub the saddle. I'm just using a piece of leather here, but these bags come with a piece of paracord for the job. Not bad looking. Tuck these in a little more. Not bad looking, right? Super solid. So, wow, what a great, great little saddle bag there, huh? Get a saw, take a saw and just whittle that down or leave it. It looks like a bone right now. There you have it on the rear. I think it works pretty nice there. So I'd like, you know, having a small chest in the front would be a pretty sweet setup. Small chest in the front, one of these in the rear. Fabio's mini chest is available now at ronsbikes.com. Have a nice weekend, folks. And if it's a weekday, have a great one. Have a great weekday.